Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 23rd, from 2 Chronicles 8 through 10. Ezra once more leaves the details of the later years of Solomon to the earlier writings of 1 Kings, but he does record perhaps the beginnings of Solomon's ultimate unwinding. There is a strong hint of the trouble Solomon was to bring on himself and the people in the story of his Egyptian wife coming to live in Jerusalem. Solomon recognized that he couldn't bring his foreign wife into his father's palace because it would defile it. Somehow that twinge of conscience didn't last long enough to keep him from pursuing 700 other wives and concubines. Through them, he defiled the whole land. And to top it off, he left the kingdom in the hands of his son with all the pride of his father but half the brains. Solomon's legacy of heavy taxation to support his lavish spending, the U.S. Congress had nothing on Solomon, became a huge burden to his tax-paying citizenry. Perhaps by the end of his reign, the treasury was going dry. But the people could no longer support the administration's demands. There may have been some perception of inequality in the favors dispensed from the national income between Judah and Benjamin and the northern tribes. So, by the time the people, through Jeroboam, sought relief from the oppressive tax burden, long simmering tribal tensions were at the breaking point. How the new king responded would literally make or break his kingdom. But he did not see it that way. Rehoboam forgot some of the caveats that came with the promise of God to David. If any particular descendant of David forsook God, God would remove him from the throne and replace him with another, or bring disaster on the kingdom, or send that rebel into exile. So when Rehoboam refused to listen to the older, experienced counselors he had in his administration, basically to listen to the wisdom and word of God, trouble was brewing. Rehoboam chose instead to listen to his peers, sycophants who told the king what he wanted to hear. Only bad advice comes to those who seek to hear what they want to hear. Proverbs 1:23. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.